Since the recession, the burden of paying for public education has slowly shifted from the state to localities, and they can't keep up. Leaders from a number of counties, including Madison, Cumberland, and Brunswick, all say that's hitting Virginia's rural communities hardest. Peter Gretz, superintendent of Middlesex County Public Schools, says they can't afford to replace failing roofs and crumbling foundations.
60, 70, 80-year-old ancient galvanized pipe systems just waiting to seize up at any second like a clogged artery, shutting off the water supply to the school and leaving the school with an even more expensive solution that it can't afford.
And while that's a problem in urban areas as well, rural parts of the state are also losing population. And when enrollment declines, so does state funding. Delegate Chris Hurst says that isn't necessarily the way it should be.
If you lose 5 students in one school division per year, doesn't mean you need fewer teachers, doesn't mean you need fewer classrooms.
A group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers say it's time for the state to step up and help with money. How much and how it's spread around are the more difficult details still to be worked out. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.